Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, opio četvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu, a pio desetoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedelja 16. januara 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, January 16th, 2022. We start off today's program with a couple of selections from the Transcarpathian Ensemble, the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor. As we all know, this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society. But we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. Over the holidays, we had three wonderful sponsors. We had GCU, Northwestern Regional Lodge 390. We also had Tom and Marsha Romack, as well as Stu and Mary Semin. As we begin our 19th year of broadcasting Russian music and news and information about Russians here in America and the homeland, we still need your support. So, to support our 19th year, I'm asking those folks out there to send me $19. If you would like to make a donation of $19 or more, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Next, we go to the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. This is Nichtsya Mine Lubit. I don't love anyone in the village except for the one guy who wears the gray hat. After that, we have another instrumental selection from Zakarpattia.
Maria.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate what would have been the 125th birthday of Bishop Alexander Hira last Monday, the 17th of January. He was confessor of the faith and one of the Rusyn Greek Catholic hierarchs who were victims of Soviet persecution of the Greek Catholic Church in Eastern Europe right after World War II during the communist era. His name can be added to the list of the three other saintly bishops, Bishop Paul Goidich, Bishop Theodore Romja, and Bishop Basil Hopko, who died as the fearless witnesses to Christ. Bishop Alexander Hira was born to a large priestly family on January 17, 1897, in the village of Vilhivsi, Maramaros district, then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, present-day Zakarpattia, in western Ukraine. He completed his theological studies at the University of Budapest with a master's degree in sacred theology and was ordained a priest in Uzhhorod on December 19, 1920. In 1924, Father Hira seceded Basil Takach, who became the first bishop of the Rusyn Greek Catholic Church in America, as spiritual director at the Eparchial Seminary in Uzhhorod. At the same time, he became professor of church history and canon law. In 1934, Monsignor Hira was elevated to the dignity of canon. At the same time, he was appointed rector of the seminary and professor of moral and pastoral theology. In the summer of 1939, following the Hungarian occupation of Carpathian Ruthenia, Podkarpatska Rus, Monsignor Hira was removed from his post of rector and was placed under house arrest. Eventually, he was freed from Hungarian police surveillance. Immediately after his episcopal ordination in 1944, Bishop Romja appointed Monsignor Hira as his vicar general. The diplomatic ability of Monsignor Hira and his ironclad logic frustrated all Soviet attempts to discredit the young Bishop Romja in the eyes of the faithful. With a premonition of his approaching end, Bishop Romja received permission from the Holy See and secretly ordained Monsignor Hira as his auxiliary bishop in 1945. When the Soviet secret police began to harass him, his relatives suggested to him that he leave the country. But Bishop Hira only had one answer. "I am a priest." Even his relatives did not know he was ordained a bishop. "And my place is here, at home with my people. Let God's holy will be done." After Bishop Romja's violent death in October of 1947, the Soviets promised Bishop Hira to make him a bishop if he would bring the Eparchy of Mukachevo under the jurisdiction of the Moscow Patriarch. His answer was decisive. "I was born a Greek Catholic, and I also want to die as a Greek Catholic." During the night of February 10, 1949, the Soviets incarcerated Bishop Hira, took him to Lviv, where they tried him for sabotage and slander against the Soviet Union. When they learned that Bishop Hira was secretly ordained a bishop, they tried him again in Kiev for treason. As a traitor of the Soviet Union, he was sentenced to 25 years imprisonment and hard labor in the coal mines of Siberia. In 1956, Nikita Khrushchev granted general amnesty to all political prisoners, in which category all of the Greek Catholic priests were included. In September of 1956, Bishop Hira was released from prison and returned to his native village, Vukhilvsi, where he secretly continued his pastoral work. During the Christmas season of 1957, he was apprehended by the Soviet police and sentenced to 5 years of forced labor with the injunction never to return home. This time he was deported to the mining labor camps near Karaganda, Kazakhstan, in Central Asia. Upon completion of his second sentence, since he was not allowed to return home, he settled down in Karaganda, taking spiritual care of numerous Catholic exiles in that area. It took them more than 20 years to obtain an official registration as a Catholic community under Soviet law, but their efforts were crowned with success, and in 1977, the Catholic community of Karaganda was officially recognized as a parish, and Bishop Hira was permitted to act as its first pastor. The Karaganda community, encouraged by Bishop Hira, built their own church, which he blessed on Christmas Day, 1978. On that occasion, Saint Pope John Paul II sent them his apostolic blessing. In the fall of 1982, Bishop Hira's health began to fail. That winter, he caught a cold, which eventually developed into pneumonia. Bishop Alexander Hira died in exile as a true confessor of the faith. He peacefully passed away in his sleep on May 26, 1983, and was buried by the wall of the church he helped to build. May Bishop Alexander Hira's memory and the memories of those who fought against the Soviet regime be eternal. Vechnaya pamyat.
land, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. You can watch Russin videos, especially those from the Carpatha Russin Society, on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatha Russin Society, where you can see the latest video, a Russin cooking adventure with Lesya Adamova. Russin culture, art, and cuisine, episode number 3, produced by Zlata Nuria, where Zlata and Lesya make different dishes using potatoes. So go to youtube.com and look for Carpatha Russin Society, and you'll see that video, along with other videos such as John Rigetti's Christmas Traditions of Carpatha Russins, and much more. If you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, you'll want to check out The American Lemko. youtube.com and search The American Lemko, where a couple weeks ago, Marco visited Pittsburgh and has wandered the paths around the Steel City, went to various Russin areas within Pittsburgh, such as McKees Rocks, The Bottoms, Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church. He visited St. John's in Ruska Dolina, and he went to Andy Warhol's childhood home, the Andy Warhol Museum, as well as to the Carpatha Russin Society's museum and national headquarters in Munhall. So that is The American Lemko on YouTube as well. Go to youtube.com and search The American Lemko.
Моя что стумала, колись дня в ночі стискала, я думав, вже будеш моя, а ти мене так скламала, я думав, вже будеш моя, а ти мене так скламала, о, дай биття моя міла. Праві моці закололо, вже так скоро твоє серце на моє серце забило. Вже так скоро твоє серце на моє серце забило. Качмар паріночки, най не плачуть мої очка, ani oczka, ani serce na likaczmary siwece. Ani oczka, ani serce na likaczmary siwece. Ila zo mną tak zrobiła, że nie widno ozradyła. Dneska sa i svadba stoji, a mene srdeňko boli. Dneska sa i svadba stoji, a mene srdeňko boli. Ne budu ja panu vady, len dám sa ja zverbovati. Zverbovati na dva ročka z Bohu, na veselí nočka. Zverbovati na dva ročka z Bohu, na veselí nočka.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can not only listen to our radio show, but you can also see all of the Carpatho Russian Society videos that we have on YouTube. That is c-rsmedia.org. Or you can visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can visit the Heritage Store, check out the genealogical resources we have available, and even become a member if you're not. So go to our parent page, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Also, don't listen to Russin FM only Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Listen all week long. They have wonderful Russin broadcasting, such as a hit parade. They have new music and new arrangements, the traditional Russin music, talk shows, liturgies, and much more. That's Russin.fm. Listen on your computer or your smartphone. Russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte sa krásne týždeň. S Bohom.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.